Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let me feel you in your soul. Let me
fill your life with some rock and roll. Please
let me be your rock and the
rock and the bub.
Rock and the.
I'm like, please let the show be over now.
Me
I don't
too.
Give a shit who wins this show.
I don't care at all.
I don't
give a shit.
Like,
should we just like stop it early?
No, we have to see. We have two episodes left.
I know.
We'll see it through. Because we will have
assholes.
A reunion.
Yeah, thank God.
Ugh, imagine being stuck with these four drips of a woman.
I don't know.
They are truly, I can't think of a more boring crew of
And also
ladies.
Just all like, a lot of issues. Like, bring back just the funny ones who were just like, fuck this shit. Like,
I need Farrah back. Things I never thought I would say. I crave Farrah. I crave her What the French energy.
What the French?
What the French? That's with me watching this show now. I'm like, what the French in hell is going on here?
Yeah, it's really bad. It's like, it's ghastly and... this episode was really dark to a level of darkness that was like, first of all,
but even Brett was like, when Brett's darked out, you know,
yeah.
It's bad.
So the girls, they wake up in St. Augustine. It's down to the final four, all the brunettes.
It's down to the bone.
They all wake up two in each bed. I was like, damn, that
production budget's tight.
Sucks.
You either sleep on the fart bus or
sleep in the fart bed.
Sleep in a fart bed. You sleep in, I'm sure, like,
I would have slept on the bus.
I would have slept in the bed, but I probably would have sweat the bed, and then whoever was sleeping with me would be like,
I would have slept on the trundle bed on the bus.
You would have slept in a fart cave.
Yeah,
with some like crusty diarrhea in the bus toilet.
But
still.
At least it would be like super dark, no windows, mm-hmm. and I would be lulled to sleep by like the sounds of the bus.
You would entomb yourself,
yeah.
In the deep, darkest layers of the bus.
Because you have to keep the bus running, right? For like air?
Probably.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just breathing in like stale French fry air.
I turn the air down to like 50 degrees and just
You'd cryogenically freeze yourself in the bowels of the best.
I'd slow my metabolism down and just like be like dormant and then every night. And then they'd come wake me up and I'd be like, oh. I would freeze my cells.
You would go like Bat Boy in the best. And then they would wake you up out of your Nosferatu lair where you'd come out and compete for Brett's love.
So they wake up and they're all like getting ready. They're all flat ironing their hair. And Taya's like manically babbling on and on about like God knows what.
Taya took two Adderall instead of one that morning. And then
I kind of love it.
I love it too. Like she's filling the silence, but she actually turns out to be the least annoying person, I think.
I agree with you.
Of the ultimate annoying people. Also, Beverly was the first person to speak in a talking head. And I just wrote, goodbye. Like we all know that she's leaving as of that very moment.
What a formula. I just wrote they're all gonna get together and kill Taya.
They're gonna sacrifice her.
They hate her.
Yeah.
Like Mindy has totally turned on Taya and like despises her now.
She would be the person to hate because she poses the biggest threat. Yeah. I mean, she's a triple threat. She can sing, well, she can dance.
Surprise.
Can she act? Maybe we'll find out.
Yeah.
Taya's just talking and talking, and at one point she goes, yeah, and one of my favorite movies is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I know, I love that part.
And I was like, same.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
They all gather and head to the bus, and they're being clued in that Brett is treating them all to a night at the Hard Rock Hotel Universal Orlando, and they all go, Taya goes, shut up! They all freak out about the Hard Rock Orlando. Oh my God, I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking
Universal.
Out. They love, I'm obsessed that this show takes us to a place of Universal because this is the most Universal City Walk energy.
They say, Mindy goes, they got a City Walk with all kind of bars and clubs and shops.
Like this
They're
show,
so
these
excited.
Ladies are the ladies that would like flock to Universal and specifically the Hard Rock, and then also just the Hard Rock Spawn Con that happens throughout this episode. Anytime now on a Rock of Love franchise that they stay at the Hard Rock in all their confessionals, I think they're contractually obligated to be like, and then we got back to the Universal Hard Rock Cafe and Casino, and like they have to say the full name.
To its credit, I went when I was home at Miami last month. Simon and I and my mom drove to Hollywood, Florida, which is like a little up from Fort Lauderdale, to the Hard Rock Hollywood, and we did the slot machines.
Whoa, it was a casino.
It's a big ass casino shaped like a guitar.
Whoa, that's cool.
It was fun.
Did you win any money?
No.
Well, you gotta go back then. Try your luck.
I just wrote, who knew how into Orlando these women are? The key to their hearts. They thrive in Orlando.
Yeah, Orlando is where they just like come the fuck alive.
Orlando's a vibe for people.
It really is.
I mean, I remember like when I would go to Disney World and we would land in Orlando, I would be like, like just seeing the palm trees. I'd be like, oh my God. This is so big.
Orlando was huge for me as a youth.
The smell when you got off the airport, and it smelled so different from where like, you know, like I imagine Oklahoma smells.
Very different smell.
And I was just like, oh my God, there's palm trees.
That's also like Planet Hollywood era too.
Yeah.
So there would always be like a Planet Hollywood around, which is my favorite. I was always a Planet Hollywood girl, not a Hard Rock girl.
I was a Hard Rock girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why we work so well together.
My sister had her 13th birthday party at the Hard Rock Casino in Philly, and I got to bring two friends.
Wow.
And it was really fun.
That's fucking rock and roll.
And then a white limo took them to their school dance, all the girls.
Oh my fuck.
Yeah. And then me and my two friends got to drive around the limo after.
That's major.
It was big.
That's a huge night for all.
Yeah. Mindy starts, they all like get to their rooms and they're like, oh my God.
They're like, oh, look. Oh, look. There's a picture of Brett on the wall above our beds. Oh my God. And Beverly immediately starts looking at all the swag that they've been gifted, which is like bejeweled shirts that say Hard Rock on them and like little like gambling totes, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna take this, I'm gonna give this to my son. Oh, do you think we can take that? Oh, I gotta get this. And she's just like hoarding the merch and trying to make presents for kids happen. And I was like, honey,
they're not going to forgive you for whatever you've done.
No, this is not going to like buy back the time that you've wasted being a terrible mother.
And they're all like, Mindy gets really upset watching Beverly like hawk the swag bags, and she starts crying. And they're all like, Mindy, what's wrong with you? And she goes, it's just getting real. She's like, it starts getting real when you real have feelings. And I just don't know if some people are taking this seriously, but I really like him. And she goes, in the game of love, I always lose.
I lose every time.
I'm like, well, didn't you?
She goes, I've never even like, what if I have to show emotion and I can't do it? She goes, you don't understand. I've never even been engaged. And I was like, hun, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Also, like, yeah, all these women have been engaged, like, several times. Yeah, she's the only one who hasn't.
Being engaged, like, the more you are engaged and it doesn't work out, the crazy you are. Exhibit A, Danielle Staub.
Yeah. Yeah, she... she goes, in the game of love, I always lose. And I was like, didn't you, like, cheat on your boyfriend?
I go, honey, you're going to lose again. You think this is a game that anyone wins?
Mindy, your goose is cooked, sweetheart.
It ain't going to go well. It ain't going to end well for you.
Brett, the game, their challenge is to write a song to duet with Brett.
I think the song that he gives them is just Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Yeah. Can't get over it.
When
will Brett Michaels get over Every Rose Has Its Thorn?
Never.
I am, like, so grateful that there isn't another season of this, because I don't want to have to hear Brett, like, casually bring up, well, Every Rose.
Yeah, or try, like, no one even said that it was, and so I felt gaslit.
Dude.
I was about to hit the gaslight button, because they're trying to make me think that this is some new song that they're going to think of.
Doctor, code blue. Code red, gaslighting.
She's been gaslit.
She's been gaslit. Take her to the ICU.
I was about to get on and fire up some mean Instagram stories about being gaslit once again by Brett Michaels, Rock of Love bus. Tony's licking the heel of my foot right now.
It looks like he's eating.
It's so gross when he does this. He just licked and licked and licked the heel of my foot. Tony. Oh my god, I don't want to be
heel licked.
I don't want to be heel licked.
You don't want to have wet heels.
No, I now have a wet heel and a slightly damp slipper. What did he taste?
He's so cute.
So good. He goes, wow, that was delicious. Dogs are so fucking weird. It makes me nervous.
Matt's, Carrie's dog, was licking me so hard, intensely the other day, and then Matt pulled him away from me, and he looked at me and went, the dog.
The dog did that. What was he licking? Your leg?
Like, all over my, like, my face. Like, he just went. I was like, oh, what do you want from me?
Sometimes I put lotion on, and I use this, like, Weleda body butter, and then after I, like, lotion myself up, and I'm, like, blow-drying my hair, Tony will just slowly stroll into the bathroom and start licking my leg the whole time that I'm blow-drying my hair. And I'm like...
It can't be good for you, Tone.
No, it's so bad for everyone.
He's so cute. I just wrote Beverly's... So they have to write a song. Brett has a pre-recorded song, and they just have to, like...
Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Every Rose Has Its
Thorn. I like the short
suit. It's called... This is my new song. And... They have to just fill in their own lyrics and, like, melody, I guess.
This is the easiest challenge of all time. Literally, all you have to do is be like, and I saw the plant. I loved. Like, it's
Brett,
pretty.
I love him so.
Yeah, it's like, just let the music take you places. You know what I mean? I guess it's easy for us to say because we're creatives, quote unquote. But, like. I would love to rise to this challenge.
I wrote Beverly's about to have her Star Is Born moment. Mm-hmm. I just feel it. Mindy's freaking out. about
this. She can't take it.
She's like, I don't know. I can't sing a lick.
She goes, I cannot sing.
I can't sing. I can't. It's going to be really bad. It's going to be really bad.
Taya's like, I grew up in the studio with my father. I wrote songs. And so this is a walk in the park. And she's like Miss... some savant songwriter. And Mindy's sitting across from her going, you don't understand. I can't.
And then Jamie forgot she was there. She goes, the only thing I said is, ooh. And they're like, thanks, Jamie. Shut the fuck up.
Jamie, I'm like, there's no way she can win this show because Brett has not even spoken to her yet. Like, has he taken her on a one-on-one date?
Yeah, they bumped uglies on the beach.
Oh, yeah. But that was the one time. That wasn't even a date. It was just everyone else ran away. And so she slobbed on a sandy knob for like...
They're like 69 on the beach.
They rubbed sandy privates against each other. Yeah, they scissored. And that was it. Like, that's the extent of their knowledge of each other. So like, there's no way he can choose her. Right?
I don't know. Jamie's a dark horse.
She is.
She put that flapper headband on and
she channeled. I can't sing.
Wendy's like hasn't even written any, like she has complete writer's block. She's like writing all work and no play makes Mindy a dull girl. Like over and over again, repeatedly.
And just like screaming at Taya going, I can't.
I can't sing, Taya.
You don't understand. I can't.
Taya's like, calm down, bitch. Like,
yeah, everyone's like, Mindy, shut the fuck up.
So she's like, it's literally doesn't mean anything.
Not that big of a deal.
The winner, but it is a big deal because the winner of the challenge gets to fly with Brett to a gig in Texas that night. And on a PJ. So I guess it is a big deal.
I mean, they get a date, which is to go watch him do a show that you've seen him perform 10 times now. Mm-hmm. But like, go off for sure. Brett, they get into the groove at Universal City Walk. He goes, welcome to the groove at Universal City Walk. This is my friend Pete.
Pete looks like has an eyebrow ring.
Pete also, they don't even contextualize him in the world of Brett, like what his deal is. No. His Chiron just goes, Brett's friend. He's in his band.
Yeah.
Like, they could have at least said like guitarist.
Member of Brett's band.
Yeah.
Nope.
Brett's friend.
So he's gonna be like kind of helping Brett like suss the situation.
Yeah. And everyone's just serving major City Walk energy.
So they all get up on stage one by one. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna all sing their little duets with Brett, who's gonna be sitting by them playing the strumming the guitar. And Beverly gets chosen first.
And she kills it.
I wrote Beverly's just gonna go, wow. I'm off the city walk, watch as I dive in to that awesome blossom, blooming onion at the city walk.
Trash can of nachos, we're far from the saddle ranch.
Beverly's actually really good.
Yeah. I wrote A Star Is Born.
A Star Is Truly Born. Beverly's continuing to freak the fuck out. She's like, right as she's singing, she's like, has her glasses on and she's
Mindy?
Right.
Oh yeah, Mindy's glasses are fully on. She did have a flash of inspiration on the bus. She goes, I was freaking out, but then we got on the bus and I started thinking, maybe I can do this. And then you just see her scribbling on the bus. And then she's so frazzled, she just keeps her reading glasses on. And I was like, Mindy, you've got to get your shit together, girl.
Put your contacts in, honey.
Yeah.
She looked like, she's like receiving stigmata.
She's like Lois Lane.
Yeah. Lois Lane.
Superman, right?
Yeah. Oh, with the glasses.
Just with their glasses. A little DC humor from a comic book nerd heads. Jake, I don't fucking fuck with
I said
those.
That and Laura like looked up at me and was like, shut the fuck up, Carrie. Carrie, shut the fuck up.
Carrie, shut up.
What do you mean, Lois? Shut the fuck up.
Lois Lane.
Lois
Ever
Lane,
heard of her?
Fucker.
Superman.
And then
Jamie goes up
and she starts out her thing with, once upon a time, I had dreams. Where have they gone? And I just wrote, go off. Go off bench.
Fucking down the fucking drain and into the gutter is where they've gone, my hen.
My hen.
Jamie's song is called Text Message My Heart, which I was like, her song title and lyrics are basically a Katy Perry song.
Yeah, she... What is that? The song ends with something crazy. It's like, I'm waiting for that email.
It literally, Katy Perry has a song that's like about emailing.
1, 2, 3.
On her most recent flop of an album.
Or it's like Kim Zolciak's unreleased gem. G O O G L E.
Google me, bitch.
Google. And Google me. Click those keys and Google me. that's Jamie.
Yeah.
Jamie's, she's like not good, but she's got a lot of heart.
Yeah. And she's got confidence. And she's also like 20 years old. So Brett's really into her.
Then Taya comes up and Taya's like, Mindy's like, I think Taya's going to open up and just have kind of a squeaky little voice. And then Taya just like belts it from her diaphragm and is like, literally,
she's clearly done this before.
She's like,
she's the voice of an angel. Great lyrics.
Yeah. What's that Judy Garland song? Ding ding, or not Judy? It's from
Ding 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 goes the trolley.
Yeah. Ding 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 goes the trolley. It's like she sings this like, what is that gypsy or fuck? I don't know.
I don't know either. Can't help you.
Let me look that up really quick. Oh, meet me in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me in St. Louis. Dang, dang, dang goes the trolley. And they're all like, she's just fully belting it. Everyone's like, my God, what the fuck?
Mindy just looks at her and she goes, and you all thought she was here to promote Penthouse. And then like everyone's like, yeah. And basically Taya is there now. We see, I mean, she has an agenda.
To win.
To win. And to get exposure for her many talents.
Mm-hmm.
All she has to do next is show that she can act. And then she has established herself as like a triple threat theater nerd.
But one thing I have to give Beverly credit for is once again, she underplayed her abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And like was kind of like, oh, I'm not really a singer. Like when she did with the hockey, she's like really good at like anytime Beverly says she's not good at something.
Trust that she's great. Yeah. And then Mindy gets up on stage and she's like, I can't, Brett.
So Brett's like, come on, we'll sing it together. So Brett and her like run through it once. And then Mindy goes and she's like very Cameron D and My Best Friend's Wedding singing karaoke.
Mm-hmm. She's like, waking up in your world. It's a place I've never been.
She's channeling rodeo right now.
She is. And then finally by the end of the song, she's like, I'm lost. And kind of gives up on the whole thing.
And as she's struggling, in my head, I was imagining Brett going, gotta say, it's kind of turning me on.
I really was disappointed with Mindy that she couldn't just, like, do it.
She has no confidence.
Yeah, like, when it comes to this specific realm, like, even if you're not that great at something, I can't think if I was on, like, a competition show, a lot of things that I would just be like, I can't. Like,
yeah.
I would at least just give it the old college try.
Yeah.
But I do love Mindy's outfit, which is a graphic tee, jean shorts, and caramel UGG boots.
Just a secret, if like, I know singing is scary, but like, just wing it.
Yeah.
People just, as long as you're like saying it, like, if you're like aware of whatever your ability is, if you're aware of it, people will believe you and they'll like be into it.
You just own it.
You just own however you sing, just own it and people will be vibing.
Confidence is key. These women are showing you like truly all you have to do is just be like, if Mindy had gotten up there without even any trying to tell people how much she can't do it and just did it, it would be fine.
Yeah.
You may not win, but you're not going to just, like, look like a loser.
Yeah.
Then Taya wins.
Well, Brett meets with his friend. What's his name?
Pete.
And when he talks about Jamie's, he goes, her melody shocked me. Because he's like, she was talking, it's supposed to be about her wooing you, but she's waiting for you to email her back.
Yeah. Their conversation about these women, I was like, Brett was like, what's crazy about Beverly, I'm like, these people don't know, like, they don't know who these women are. Yeah. Like, Pete, I'm like, he does not know. And Brett's like, what's crazy about Beverly is she's so confident, but then also sometimes she's not that confident. And I just want to know who the real Beverly is. And Pete's like, ooh. Like, he has no skin in the game. Like, Brett, why are you telling him this?
Then Taya wins and there's no reaction.
Just complete silence.
They added in like vulture squawks.
Why would anyone clap for a winner in this? Like, when the stakes are so high and the contestants are low, it's not like they're going to be like, amazing, congratulations.
Tay goes, not one person cheered for me. And I was like, kind of surprised. I was like,
bitch, no one likes you. You're the biggest competition in the house. She goes, they're all jealous and they want to steal my shine. I was like, I guess you're not wrong.
Bitch, no one likes you.
But they don't fucking like you.
No one likes you. No one likes you, Taya.
And then Brett goes, there's a twist.
Oh my God, not the ring back.
One more seat on the jet. His manager was like, Brett, what are your ideas? We've gotten together with the team. We need to really do something to promote your new song, Driven.
Yeah,
What do you think?
We're plugging like a Verizon.
Ring back tone.
We're doing like a Verizon or Nokia like sponsored ring back thing. He's like, sure.
Is there a way for you to incorporate Driven in this episode? So get Brett, back to me.
And Brett then makes all the girls go on the bus, hands them each a cell phone, and if one of them, they all have to call Brett, and if one of them gets the ring back of his song Driven,
of his new single Driven,
then they too get to go with Taya to Texas on his PJ, which Taya is very pissed about.
Yeah,
which I'd be pissed too.
Yeah. And lo and behold, Beverly gets the ring back.
Beverly goes, fuck yeah. She goes like this.
Rock and roll hands. And she answers the phone. Brett's on the other end. He goes, hey. And she goes, hey, this is so Beverly. I was like, love that for her. Beverly. This is probably, in her entire life, the best moment of her life. This date.
Not her kids being born.
No. I think this is the high point. And there's nothing has ever been as good as this before or after.
You're right.
So I was happy for her knowing that.
Yeah.
But also just got more and more darked out as the evening went on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. So Mindy and, or Taya and Beverly head to Texas with Brett to a music festival, some shitty little music festival in Texas that Brett's performing at. And Mindy and Jamie stay behind and just take sexy photos of themselves on a digital camera.
Taya's also pissed at Mindy because Mindy cornered her after their challenge and was like, and I was joking around and I said, hey, everyone here thought she was here to promote Penthouse. She goes, did you hear that? I said, everyone thought maybe you were here to promote Penthouse, but actually was like, you're singing. And then Taya's not finding the joke in that.
No, Taya's really sensitive about her Penthouse thing.
Yeah, and sensitive about anyone implying that she would be there to promote anything besides her undying love and devotion for Brett.
But that's, she's like, we're tabling this for another time, because she heads to Texas and they go and they play. And it's like, I'm sorry, Brett sounds like Blink-182.
Yeah, I think all those bands kind of sound same.
My girl, she ended up living with my roommates.
Yeah, it was like about a girl. I was like, Dodie?
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? She's living with a bunch of guys.
This is like Vanderpump Rules-esque drama that you have going on.
Beverly and Taya are just to the side of the stage going like,
Taya's doing like sexy like Penthouse arms like up and like kind of rolling her rack around, and Beverly's just doing rock and roll hands. And Beverly's outfit like is literally me circa 2004-2005. A going out top, boot cut jeans, and a heel.
Hell
just
yeah.
Just fucking rocking. Just trying to rock.
You were rock and roll in Chicago.
Just loving it. I would drink to a Beverly level.
Mm-hmm.
Just fall over.
Beverly's getting wasted.
Yeah. She got her tits out for Brett.
Mm-hmm. Brett meets a bunch of fans backstage and this like old crone is there. And they go, she came all the way in from New York to meet you. And Brett goes, she might be your oldest fan. And then Brett goes, and my hottest fan.
And she goes, hell yeah.
Yeah. She's like, she literally looked like this Sophia is the best night of Petrillo her life. In the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She was killing it. Also, the
Brett's
good
at charming, like,
yeah,
older people older than him.
This is his born to do. He was born to have, like, 30-second long interactions with fans. Yeah. Make them feel great about themselves, laugh, go, ha-ha, thanks, and write a, like, love you long time, Brett, on their
shirt,
thing.
On
yeah,
on their tits.
Mm-hmm. And Brett, it was called the Thunder Rally Music Festival.
Should we go?
Yeah, should we headline it?
I think I might be murdered if we go.
You'll get gay bashed. I'll protect you.
Okay.
He's not gay. He might look gay. He's not, is what I say. Back off.
Back off of my
Back
son.
Back off of my gay friend.
Back off of my son.
Keep your distance. Don't come any closer. It's just a motorcyclist.
And you have your hair in a long braid and you go.
Yeah, it's motorcyclists just running in circles around us in a dirt field, and I go, leave him alone, he's gay, but he's not here to fuck any of you guys. And then I whip my braid around, the guys try and come closer, they have like chains and they're trying to like beat us down the chains, and I take my braid and I go whoosh, and whip them off of their motorcycle.
And you'd like decapitate all of them.
Yeah, I decapitate them one by one with my whip braid. And then I go, come on, Carrie. And I fling them on back of a motorcycle and we go, vroom, vroom, and leave them all in a cloud of dust.
And we drive to Chicago, Indianapolis. That's how we met. That's actually how Laura and I met before we started potting.
We schedule a show. We're going to schedule a show in Texas that's going to go so bad it never even happens.
And
it
will, no, it's going to go so bad that we're chased off the stage.
We're chased off the stage and literally have to kill our way out of there and steal motorcycles. And we start our Bonnie and Clyde-esque drive up to Chicago where we do two really successful back-to-back shows.
And then get arrested.
Stay away from him.
Stay away from
him. Don't come a step closer.
Stay away from my gay friend.
Stay away from my gay friend. You have different lifestyles, but it's fine. Live and let live. Don't come any closer. They're like,
stay away from him. Deranged.
We drive on, we get to Chicago as the show's starting and drive through the doors of the venue on a motorcycle and go vroom, down the center of the venue and jump the bike up to the stage. And that's how we enter the stage.
We do a flip.
We do a flaming flip.
Evel Knievel.
Yeah, Evel Knievel our way onto the stage.
Then they get back to, they like go right back.
Well,
to-
they get like back into the limo that's going to take them back to the PJ. And Taya's like, oh, yeah, sexily cuddling with Brett in the corner. And Beverly unpacks like a duffel bag of merch that she collected at this Thunder Rally Festival and just starts pulling out like teddy bears and t-shirts. And she's like, well, I got these two teddy bears. I think they're for both my daughters. But and I'm going to want you to sign them, but you can do that in a little bit. And then like showing Brett all the stuff that she got that she needs him to sign for her kids. And I was like, Beverly, you just dug your own shallow grave.
I mean, I think any of them would be kind of like, okay, you just cleared out the like merch table at the Thunder Rally
for your kids. And now you're asking the guy that you're on a date with to sign them for you.
Hey, can you sign these? She's like the mom.
I'm gonna need you to sign these for me. Hold that thought, but we'll come back to that. You don't have to do it now.
She's like Margot Martindale and
Million Dollar Baby. She is.
Being like, honey, could you just sign? And they all come in with their Mickey Mouse ears on.
It's so cringe and sad. You guys just don't do that to people.
Taya's like doing like tantra with Brett.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she's like probably snaked her tiny little wrist down one of his pant legs and is like
fingering his ass.
Yeah, or yeah, just like rubbing his dick.
She's like,
dick.
She's like twisting his little taint.
Mm-hmm. And she's also like, Taya's, she's like, I'm used to this. I'm used to hanging out with like musicians and stuff. And it just seems like Beverly doesn't really get it. And I was like,
she's done.
She's right. That Tay is right.
And so they get back like in the wee hours of the morning, and I think it was still night out when they got back.
I think it was night, yeah.
And Tay goes, me and Beverly got get back to the Universal Hard Rock Hotel.
And Resort.
And Resort.
Say the full name.
And she and Mindy have it out.
Yeah.
She's like, Mindy, I'm not happy with you about what you were gossiping about me. And Mindy goes, I'm a jokester. I put meat in people's shoes.
I don't know what that was.
I was like, wait, where's that? Did we miss that?
We never got to see the
who's meat?
Mindy's peak of comedy when she put meat in people's shoes.
She does. She's meat. She's a meat prank comedy.
I'm a jokester. You know me. I prank with meat. I show my love with meat. I joke around.
I'm a meat comedian.
I'm a comedian.
I throw meat. That's what I do. I leave meat on seats. They go, oh, Mindy was here. Family gatherings. Someone sits down and there's a cold slab of steak on their seat.
Sometimes I just gotta. Sometimes, you know, the moment calls for a little bit of meat in someone's shoe. And that's where I come in. Old Meaty Mindy is what they call me.
Mindy meat. Mindy also refers to Tay as calculatingly perfect.
No one's perfect on this show. Far from it. What's going to happen to these people?
I don't know.
This is like where this show takes a turn and it just, everyone makes me kind of sad and it's not even like funny because I'm like, wow, this is a bunch of like sad, boring people competing for a non-win. Like at least like.
In the beginning, it's a lot more, the stakes are lower and they're more like, it's more about the person, it's more about the girls interacting with each other. And now it's like, ugh, they're all like, it has to be about Brett now.
Yeah. And I don't like it, because it's like, you all have to know that none of you are actually going to end up with Brett long term.
I know. I mean, I think maybe Mindy thinks it's forever, and like Taya maybe a little bit, but I also think Taya is like she's pretty smart, mm-hmm. and I think she knows it's a gig.
Yeah. Beverly's just in it for the
Beverly's in it to get away from her family.
Yeah. Beverly's running from her demons, sprinting from them.
And well, she's going to be confronting them pretty soon.
I know, but she's doing everything in her power to just get further and further away.
Well, then at the elimination, Beverly looks amazing.
Yeah, she's gone full mod. She's
gone. Full Peggy Lipton.
Yeah, she's going, one of these days, these boots are going to walk all over. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. She's Twiggy. Twiggy, well, yeah.
Beverly's disguised herself.
She has her hair up in like a high poof. And she's wearing a maternity kind of...
Maternity
frock? Like a, you know, like a... What are those dresses that come up that are like...
A high-necked?
Like, you know, like maternity dresses? Mm-mm. No?
A maternity dress like would make room for like a baby bump.
Well, remember when that was like a thing though? Maternity, like people would wear maternity, like Misha Barton.
Would wear a maternity?
Yeah.
Like a bandage dress, you mean?
No. There was like a moment where starlets were wearing maternity dresses.
Like muumuus.
Kind of.
But she's not wearing a muumuu. She's wearing like a bodycon. I'm really excited to know what you're classifying as a maternity dress.
Like that. They like referred to it as that.
Oh, that was like
an era.
Hers was like a real, like a bodycon dress, though. I don't think it flared out. Oh, like an empire.
Yeah. Like that. Like, okay. Mia Farrow-y.
Yeah. Like a little.
I know what I'm talking about.
I love you calling Mindy or what's her face's Beverly dress a maternity dress.
Yeah, that was not it.
That's like what Stassi would wear in a maternity, like a high turtleneck, like bodycon.
She had thigh high boots on, mm-hmm. and she's
Nancy Sinatra, Priscilla Presley.
But it doesn't work.
New.
Mindy gets Brett chooses Tay and Jamie. Jamie,
you
gets,
skipped all. You skipped like so much stuff.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What else happened? You forgot
Brett's in the kitchen. Carrie's like, this is over.
No,
you decreed it.
I'm not.
You decreed it. The end.
I'm not trying to rush us.
Brett's in the kitchen. He says he loves. He goes, you may not know it, but I love to cook. I'm not good at it, but I've been known to scramble an egg or two.
Yeah,
and he
right.
makes and he makes the girls some breakfast.
Some
brekkies. And he is he's trying to get the goss from him. And he's like, tell me what's going on. I hope there's been a couple of undressed cat fights or something. And I'm like, no, Brett, there's only one alcoholic in this group of people. And like, everyone else is just boring. So they're like, not even fighting in like a cunty entertaining way.
It's like emotional.
You should have kept Ashley and Farrah. And Natasha, honestly, for that matter.
There's only one alcoholic in this group.
There's only one alcoholic left, and she's just concerned with teddy bears.
Yeah, she's
and giving.
Like,
she's like
merch.
It's like you look over to the right, and she's like putting napkins in her bag.
She's putting forks in like hotel silverware.
I'll give this to my son.
Yeah, she steals like one of the plaques on the wall.
Yeah, like she's literally looting the hotel for everything that she thinks she can give to her sons. Anything free that she could potentially give to her sons.
Ma'am, are you checking your bag today? Nope.
No, it's carry-on.
Carry-on.
No, I'll just hold on to it.
No, I'll hold on to this.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
there's nothing in there.
It's fine.
Just fine.
You hear, like, clinking.
Yeah, it's literally all the plaques, like, a production assistant's computer.
A pillowcase,
some napkins.
She's like, I just want to smell I like the smell of the hotel room.
Hand towels, a half-used shampoo and conditioner sample.
A robe.
Slippers
from the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
goggles that she found in the pool deck, at the, mm-hmm. like a kid's child's goggles.
Yeah, and a snorkel that belonged to some random kid. She, like, Beverly definitely went down to, like, the lost and found of the hotel and was like, I'm missing just some, they were like, what were you missing? And she's like,
I'll just go check
do you have a lost and found? I'd love to go just look in it. And she takes everything out of the lost and found.
She takes one of those, like, ice buckets for in the hotel room.
Yeah.
With the little plastic sheet in it. Mm-hmm. She takes that, too.
This is hard rock.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, my kids will love that.
Yeah, my son will love that.
Yeah, she goes,
he loves ice.
Like, my son will love this little plastic bag.
Yeah. He loves, yeah.
Playing.
To cap it all off, she takes the remote.
Mm-hmm. She's like, is this cable TV satellite? She kind of like goes in and just takes like the whole satellite plug out of the wall.
She orders like 15 porns on the adult hotel channel. Just for no reason.
I was gonna say she films them with her phone so that she can give them to her sons later. She's like, this will be a good 18th birthday present.
Films them on her little flip phone.
She can only get like about 10 seconds of video footage, but she's like, she's planned now J-pitch. Every birthday from now, they're like 3 until they're 18, she's gotten gifts for them. Just on this one trip alone. So it's actually been a really lucrative.
On their 14th birthday, they get the ice bucket.
Yeah.
From the Hard Rock.
It's from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Orlando. They go, Mom. Every birthday, they go, Mom's going to probably give us something from the Hard Rock Hotel.
She's got a storage unit just for the Hard Rock stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, she like dug a hole in her backyard and stashed everything. So everything is like kind of has dirt on it.
Oh my God.
And then that's what she gives her sons every year until they turn 18. And she goes, I don't have any presents for you anymore.
I don't got any more.
You're adults now.
Sorry.
You got to celebrate on your own.
Oh my God.
Brett and Mindy chat. And then Jamie interrupts with the sexy pictures and shows him what they got up to the night before. Who framed these? Did production literally was like, you guys can't just sit around. You're going to have to like take some hot photos of each other.
They went to Walgreens and got them framed.
A PA did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless that PA.
And when Jamie's showing him the pictures, Mindy's is like her on her knees with like a Letterman jacket and a guitar. And then Jamie's was fully blurred. And I was like, was her puss out? Like, what happened? Why was her photo completely blurred? And they show boobs and nips.
Her vagina was fully showing.
She went full penthouse raw. She was like, I know what Brett likes.
Yeah, Mindy's was like.
Mindy also, she did a Mindy's great job. And there's Jamie's one where her eyebrows are like, Mindy's like trying to look really relaxed, like laying on the bed.
And Jamie's
but her
is like,
eyebrows are raised in a way where she's like extremely uncomfortable. And Jamie's, is like, Jamie's just like, with just like pussy out, just spread eagle, penthouse style.
LA style.
LA style, baby. Mindy goes, that's LA style. Now that. Is LA style. Why was it blurred? Why? I was like, this is a picture. It was actually just an extreme close up of just her vagina. Actually, they put the camera in her vagina, pointing out. So it's the perspective of like what her vagina sees if it's like
it's
spread. And it's Mindy's face going, hey. Hey, yeah. Hey there. Why was it blurred? Por qué?
It's like cave vantage point.
Looking out, it's a lot. It's like the long, with the long,
oh my God, we're still like,
the long shot of the vaginal walls and then the light at the end of the tunnel. And at the very end of the tunnel, it's just Mindy peeking out going, hey. Hey there.
He's like this.
Hey. It's Mindy going. Mindy going, looking at it going, ooh.
Or she's going.
Or going, ah. Thumbs up. Two thumbs up. Great pithy.
Yeah, it was mysterious.
Yeah, I'm like,
we'll never know.
We'll never know.
But it was just like Jamie, like
it was a full nude.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then we get to elimination, where people pull some looks. Beverly has gone mod. Taya has huge hair.
Yeah, Taya's hair was like Long Island medium.
Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous. She's always like beauty pageant at the eliminations. And then Beverly gets the axe.
Taya and Jamie get picked first, and then Mindy gets pulled down, and he's like, Mindy, could you come forward? And he's like, I know Beverly really wants this, so like you have to like tell me now if this is really what you want. And Mindy's like, of course it's what I want, Brett.
And he goes, you promise?
You promise? She's like, yeah.
I promise.
And then Beverly gets the boot.
I just wrote, I don't care who wins. Who wins, though? It has to be Mindy, right?
Yeah. I just wrote, Bev needs to go unpack. And then Brett, when he's saying bye.
Her kids are literally like, where's mom? Don't know that she's their mom anymore. Is like how long she's been gone.
Brett's like, I just don't know the difference if you're here for me or just an Uber fan. Beverly goes, mm-hmm. And Brett goes, they hug each other, and Brett goes, thanks, bye. And he just leaves her alone.
I love everyone leaves the area, and then Beverly just is standing there in her little boot.
And then she goes, do, 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 do. And it just ends with her like panning out to her dancing in like a swinging
60s
nightclub.
She made me really uncomfortable this episode, and it was her time. Her time had come.
Her time had come. Her time came when she got mean drunk.
Yeah, and negged Brad.
I was like, you fucking pussy.
Your beard's ugly.
You fucking...
You're old.
Fucking... You're old.
You're an old man. You're an old lonely man.
You're an old fuck.
I don't need to listen to you. You old piece of shit.
He goes, everything that comes out of your mouth, I throw up in mine. You're fucking... She's like, she sounded like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. Mm. You're a fucking faggot, aren't you? You're a cocksucker.
You're a cocksucker.
That's what you are. Remember that part?
Is that when she kills herself?
No, she like...
Or tries to kill herself?
She gives him that tape. And she's on the tape in the car, and she's like, you're a cocksucking... Remember that?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I need to revisit. Oh, God,
so deeply scary.
I'm sad. My yearly watch... The time has come.
Well,
it's a short episode today.
It's fine.
But that's okay.
Check out our bonus episode. It's really funny.
Yeah. We got a bonus coming for you this Saturday. And then guess what? On Friday, Beverly Hills Angels.
Vroom, vroom. We're going to be recording that soon. So stay tuned for that. A Friday treat.
Yeah. And write us emails. sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com. If you send in voice notes on your email, we'll play them on a bonus episode and answer questions.
We'll play them, baby.
And tell us who you think is going to win. Do you care anymore? Just like, this is this truly matter? The most like ending with a whimper kind of to the truly. Whole franchise. It's just like, wow. Producers must have been upset with themselves at this point.
Yeah, look, it's like the death rattle of...
There's no volatility.
No, now it's just like...
Now it's just like
It's kind of bleak.
Sad single people. Mindy, yeah. Ugas. Love is a losing game for me.
In the game of love, I always lose.
I always lose.
Imagine getting axed at the Hard Rock Casino in Orlando.
That is a low last scene.
Taking the monorail back, the airport monorail.
Mm-hmm. At least you're close to the airport.
Yeah. I hope she went to like Disney World for the day.
Yeah.
Got drunk at the animal.
Beverly probably kingdom. Went to Disney World and pillaged it. Stole tons of merch.
She stole one of the It's a Small World children.
For my kids. For my son.
My kids. My son will love this.
My son will love this. She took like a PA with her to just help her shuffle off all her goods, ship them back to wherever she's from.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Follow Laura at Lars Marie.
Follow Carrie at eCarrie O. And take care of yourselves.
Bye.
Have a night.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.